The International English Bible, New Testament. This is a reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
This book is what Jesus Christ revealed. God gave this revelation to Jesus to show to his servants the things which must happen soon. Jesus revealed it to John, his servant, sending it through his angel. John told the truth about the things he saw, the testimony of Jesus Christ and the message of God. Happy is the person who reads the words of this prophecy, listens to them, and obeys the things written here, because the right time is near. From John, to the seven groups in the land of Asia who have answered God's call. The one who is, who was, and who will be sends gracious love and peace to you. So do the seven spirits who are in the presence of God's throne. Gracious love and peace from Jesus Christ, too. He is the faithful witness, the first one to rise from death and the ruler of the kings of the earth. May glory and power be his forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loved us. He bled, setting us free from our sins. He formed us into a kingdom. We are priests to God, his Father. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who wounded him. Because of him, all people on earth will cry. Yes. Amen. I am the A and the Z, says the Lord God. He is the one who is, who was, and who will be. He is all-powerful. I am John, your brother. In Jesus, I share with you the trouble, the endurance, and the kingdom. I was on an island called Patmos. They put me there because I proclaimed the message of God and the evidence about Jesus. During the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit. I heard a loud voice speaking behind me. It was like the sound from a trumpet. It said, "Write what you see in a scroll. Send it to these seven groups of God's people in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and in Laodicea." I turned around to look at the voice which was talking to me. After I turned around, I saw seven golden lampstands. There was one like the Son of Man among them. He was dressed with a very long robe. He wore a golden belt around his waist. His head and his hair were white, white like wool or like snow. His eyes were like the flame of a fire. His feet were like the shining brass when glowing in an oven. His voice was loud, like the rushing sound of much water. He had seven stars in his right hand. A sword, sharp on both edges, was coming out of his mouth. His face looked like the sun when it shines its brightest. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet as if I were dead. Then he put his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the one who is alive. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever. I have the keys to death and Hades. So write the things which you saw, the things that are now, and the things that are about to happen after the present time. This is the secret of the seven stars which you saw on my right side, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven groups of God's people, and the seven lampstands are the seven groups."